This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Training students to become technical writers. That is the goal of a new collaboration between Triad Design Service, Burlington College, and a nonprofit called Vermont High Tech. It's the latest in a number of job training programs offered by Vermont High Tech. And to learn more about this nonprofit, we're joined by Vermont High Tech's president, Jerry Gazi. Jerry, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Now, this technical writing program is your newest venture. In the past, Vermont High Tech has trained people to become medical transcribers, phlebotomists, information technology, advanced manufacturing skills, all part of what you guys do. You've worked with over 1,000 students and 25 employers. Tell us, though, about your typical student, if there is one.
Yeah, the typical student ranges from anywhere from an individual just leaving high school or one that just left high school early and has gotten their GED to individuals who are 60 years old looking for a reinventing themselves in a career. They range from anywhere from the unemployed to the underemployed.
And Vermont High Tech itself, we should explain, people may have an image of that when they hear that phrase, high tech. What exactly does this nonprofit do? What's your mission?
The hallmark of high tech is guaranteed jobs. So any student that steps a foot into our class is guaranteed a job by one of our employer sponsors upon successful graduation. The program's anywhere from 8 to 10 weeks. They will be guaranteed a job into an apprenticeship. As an apprentice. And that apprentice, they get full benefits and their wages step up over the course of the apprenticeship.
These students are also being paid while they're training, is that right?
With certain employers. An employer partner may wish to pay them from day one. So we have certain employer partners like Hypertherm over in New Hampshire, which actually employs Vermonters, and they're willing to pay them from day one through the 8 or 9 weeks of education. Other employers want to see a successful graduate. So there is no pay for that 8 to 9 weeks. And then once they successfully graduate, pay begins at that point.
But the guaranteed pay, once they complete this apprenticeship program that you're talking about, that's an extraordinary thing to offer someone. How is all of this funded? How is it possible?
Right. And that's where we truly rely on both state and federal funding. So Vermont High Tech has been in existence for about 15 years, and we are awarded both federal competitive grants, as well as congressional directed spending. And Senator Leahy has been key to our success over the years, funding us through congressional requests. And those requests turn around and guarantee jobs. But most importantly, we are funded from the state of Vermont, and we work very closely with the Vermont Department of Labor and also the Vermont Department of Economic Development. And what we do is we come to those organizations and say, we have guaranteed jobs. So if you fund this education program, and the individual successfully graduate, the next day they are guaranteed a job and a well-paying career that they can actually move through.
So you are dependent on state and federal funding, as you say. You're well aware, of course, of the problems right now, the state budget and how big a gap there is. Is there cause for concern there about the funding that may be coming to you for this kind of program?
Yes, there is concern. And the key here is that we have to then turn down employers who are willing to guarantee jobs. Just as an example, Triad Design, the one that we just talked about, technical writing, they normally place those jobs closest to the facilities or the business entities that they're serving. And they got a huge contract with UTC, United Technologies Corporation, which will allow them to bring 120 jobs to Vermont over the next 3 years. That 120 jobs, they could be placed in any state where those UTC facilities are located. But instead, we convinced them, if you use our model, we will build that workforce here. And Triad said, yes, we will, if the incentives are available.
So you're really seeking out employers, or do they come to seek out you for the most part?
That's a great question. We're in four different industries. We serve as the healthcare industry. We service the information technology industry. We service the business services industry, and that's Triad with technical writing services, and also the advanced manufacturing industry. The only reason we're in those four industries is because the employers have come to us, or we found employers willing to take this leap of faith in this process and in this model. We've worked with Dealer.com when they were only 60 employees, and they were going to leave the state. And they said, for 2 years, we've been looking for individuals. We can't find them. Through Bruce Cipher, the CEDO office brought us in and said, Jerry, can you work with Dealer.com and build them the workforce? And I said, absolutely. We can guarantee that they will have the competencies. Dealer.com took that huge leap of faith with us, and we actually developed 14 account managers for them. From there, they said, we need 7 more Java programmers. We did Java programmers. Now we need web developers. And they bought into the model. And then all of a sudden, their revenue started growing, and they were able to afford their growth. And today, they've invested in what I believe they call Dealer.com a university, where they're actually perpetuating the same model forward, but internally.
Jerry, I have to ask one more question, and I do hate to bring it back to this issue of funding, but how much of a buffer do you have right now when it comes to the money you need from the federal government, from the state, to keep this operation going? I mean, can you see out 1, 2, 3, 4 years from now and say, we can do this? Or are you going year to year based on what's happening in Montpelier, based on what's happening in Washington and the politics that could change things there?
Right. We are actually going program by program, individual by individual. After the person has been through the recruitment process and we're about to kick off the program, and then we work with the state as kind of an insurance policy where we can't find the federal funding, we rely on the state to say, will you pick up that cost for the education? And to date, through Commissioner Annie Noonan, it has worked out. Now, we have 4 programs running. We have Dartmouth-Hitchcock, 20 certified medical assistants, 17 of them are Vermonters. Precise, 15 medical coders, 15 are Vermonters. Triad, which is about to do 12 to 15 technical writers, and Vermont Information Processing in Colchester. Classes start in a week, and there we have 12 Vermonters. We have to find funding for each one of those programs. Now, Precise is saying, we're ready to do another 30. We will not go and hire those in, you know, Alabama. We will not hire them in the big cities. We will invest in Vermont if you can find that funding. So it's really crucial that the legislature looks at the given pools of money that are being spent on workforce development, make it job-driven so that we will pay X dollars for an education program and mentoring that leads to a guaranteed job that's going to happen in a year. They'll be making $40,000 in 2 years, $50,000 a year with full benefits.
We'll have a link for high tech on our website, vpr.net. Jerry Ghazi is the president of Vermont High Tech, a nonprofit education center. Thank you so much for taking the time.
And thank you for having me here.